The Jell-O program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Lever Brothers, makers of Lux Toilet Soap, the screen star's own beauty soap, Spry, and other fine products, bring you the Bob Hope Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
But what about us?
You'll always have parents.
This is Star Talk.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
No, they're going to have to give me a shot to put me away, sonny. You know that.
I played Talthybius in the Grecian Women. Everybody else was female, and I was the only male.
Lucky guy.
Yeah, got me nowhere, though.
Oh, no.
Alfred Hitchcock wants to sign you to a contract, and if you agree with the terms, we'll go over to meet him.
I had to learn everything quickly because, after all, to dance with Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor, you're really in the big time, and so I had to work like mad.
You know, the raindrops came up for the score of Butch Cassidy, and I was just kind of, in the right place at the right time, and I eventually got the song, recorded it for the bicycle scene.
And Elvis had been hearing us sing on the Grand Ole Opry. He heard us sing Peace in the Valley with Eddie Arnold, and that really flipped him.
Let's talk about the Andy Hardy series that
you
did.
Well, I made 22 of those.
How did that come about?
I was the Rambo of my day.
Exuberance that he did in Yankee Doodle Dandy. He just stole our hearts, didn't he?
Absolutely, and you played his wife, Mary.
Oh, I love that role.
Are you sure? Hey!
You haven't lost a thing. Fantastic.
Well, thank you ever so much.
Now, here's Sonny Starr. With you once again on another Sunday night together. Coming to you from Sunstar Studios in the beautiful city of Springfield, Oregon. We welcome all of our listeners across the country and around the world. We've put together a fun night tonight, and Tammy Locke will be our featured guest. You might remember that name. She was a child star. Some of the things that she worked on along the way, of course, the Monroes, the TV series. She also was in a wonderful motion picture with Anne Margaret called Once a Thief, a great film that I've enjoyed over the years. Also, Hang 'Em High with Clint Eastwood, was a singer along the way and has worked on some new projects recently, and we're really looking forward to having her on the program tonight. In segment three, John Brambora will be with us once again, and he has some fascinating insights, some great trivia surrounding the career of Tammy Locke, and we're looking forward to that. In segment number four, we have a book author who will kind of tell us a little bit about a new project that she has in the works. So it should be a fun night. We invite you to hang with us. We'll be right back with Tammy Locke right after this.
The Springfield Times is on the cutting edge when it comes to getting the news that matters to you most. Local and national, they cover it all, plus features that only a local paper can cover. They have a solid team of professionals that has the knack of understanding a story and getting it to you in a concise and professional manner. The Springfield Times is published every Friday in Springfield, Oregon. Phone 541-741-7368 or fax 541-741-7380. Website, www.springfieldtimes.net. Make sure to pick up your subscription today.